This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. The designer Oscar de la Renta has died. He was 82 years old. His clothes were well-liked by celebrities, by politicians, and also by many professionals who admired his sensibility and his style. Joining me now is Vanessa Friedman. She's the fashion critic and the fashion director for the New York Times, and she's someone who's charted de la Renta's career. Good morning, Vanessa.
Morning.
So he started his own label in 1965. What did he set out to do with that then?
I think really, you know, what he continued to do, which is make women feel safe in their own attractiveness. I think he saw there was a need for that. You know, clothing is costume and armor that we assume for whatever we need to do in our everyday life. And, you know, for the women he dressed, that was often look as idealized and functional as possible. And he gave them that, and he continued to give them that, which is really a pretty extraordinary achievement over the course of 50 years.
He managed to strike this amazing balance between dressing celebrities, dressing first ladies, and then also making clothing that was very popular with professional women. I imagine that's not an easy balance to strike.
Well, I think it's, you know, he really knew what he stood for, and he was incredibly consistent in doing that aesthetically. And that's not always a very, you know, buzzy or trendy thing. Often designers can kind of end up chasing the trend or chasing the hot and lose sight of the consumer, and he absolutely never did that.
I would guess that Oscar de la Renta is someone who put a lot of thought into what his legacy is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, one of the most impressive things I think he did is actually manage his own succession, and clearly manage it at a time when it couldn't have been easy for him to do that, because it just happened over the last few months. But fashion designers, particularly designers who are still in charge of the company they founded and haven't brought in outside investors, historically have a real issue with handing over reins or even thinking about handing over the reins. And he is one of the few, if not the only, man in that position that I know of who put his successor in place before he passed away. So in effect, you know, he gave his company into what he considered a safe hands, and the man who would continue to grow his legacy. And I think that really reflects his ability to look forward.
Vanessa Friedman is fashion director and fashion critic for the New York Times. Vanessa, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.